T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. They will find the star of Point Blank, Frank Grillo. It is available now on Netflix. Frank, I'm going out to Las Vegas for the Pacquiao fight. This is loaded on up onto the iPad. I'm ready to catch it, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm going too. My buddy Justin Fortune is his conditioning and strength coach. I trained with him. And so we're very close to Pacquiao. I'm going to go out there as well.
That's awesome. So how do you see this one shaking out? Pacquiao, Thurman, who you like?
You know, I just don't think Thurman is in Pacquiao's at his level. I just don't. I mean, Thurman's a really good fighter, but Pacquiao is Pacquiao. So I don't see it as being an incredibly exciting fight, but, I'm going to go regardless.
You have such a tie to the fight culture, Frank. I was a huge fan of your Netflix series, Fight World, where you're going around from different nations to different disciplines. Like, the concept of that, getting into different types of martial arts, how did you get involved with that? And do you have a favorite country that you went to? Because I was particular to the one in Thailand where you're with these guys training Muay Thai and the kind of damage they were going through. I couldn't believe it, man. It was crazy to watch.
Yeah. I got the idea. I just came up with the idea. You know, I have kind of a deal with Netflix. So I came up with the idea based on Anthony Bourdain. Like, I was a big Anthony Bourdain fan. I still am. And I said, you know, everywhere I go around the world, I always find gyms and I always learn about the culture through the fighters. And wouldn't it be cool to kind of explore fight culture and kind of discover the culture of the place through the fighters? And Netflix said, go do it. And I really did. It really changed my DNA. I learned a lot about people and fighting and traveling like that. And my favorite one, believe it or not, was Israel, because I really didn't know a lot about Israel. And I was amazed by what I learned.
Were you worried at all? Because it was, you know, the idea that they showed you the kind of training they go through to just defend themselves. And they're almost like defending a country with how, like, you have protection walking around with you at all times. That had to be nerve-wracking.
You know, I thought it would be. I thought it was going to be like, I thought I would feel dangerous. I never felt safer than when I was in Tel Aviv. It's so cosmopolitan and relaxed. And yet they're surrounded by 23 hostile nations. So they got it figured out. And it's just the way that they live, you know, that they truly are warriors, that they really are. So it was very interesting.
How was the translation when you went there? Like, how did you get involved with people? You're in different countries, and is it one of those things where you have a go-between producers? Like, how do you engulf yourself in a culture when there may be a language barrier with some of these guys?
Yeah, first of all, many of them spoke English, but I always had a fixer. In each country, there was a fixer. And I always had translators. So it never felt like I was out of touch or communication ever, because I was surrounded by people from there that were making the bridge, you know, language barrier, very simple for me.
We're talking to Frank Grillo. His new movie, Point Blank, is available now on Netflix. So like I said, I got it loaded up in the iPad, Frank. I'm going to be watching this on the way to Vegas. What am I in for with this movie?
You know, it's a throwback to the, you know, the 80s and 90s action thrillers that I used to watch. It's kind of a simple narrative. It's me and Anthony Mackie become reluctant buddies, getting chased by bad cops. We have to save his pregnant wife. And it's simple, and it's fun, and it's a little funny, and there's some cool music, and it's a good way to spend 90 minutes, especially if you're on an airplane.
100%. And like the old school action thrillers, like, those are always fun, man. You like the entertainment that just keeps you on the edge of your seat the whole time. Like, did you have any favorites, you know, that you harken back to?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's with two guys that I've worked with, and one that I just finished working with, Mel Gibson. You know, those Lethal Weapon movies and the Die Hard films, those kind of movies to me, were the favorite. Those were my favorite movies when I was a younger person.
So you're a monster. You're a big movie star, Frank. But like, I understand that your fame level in China is like next level. And I was fascinated by this because down here in Miami, best athlete we've ever had is Dwayne Wade, and he has a shoe deal with them over there. And he was just over there doing his trip, and he showed some Instagram videos of like the malls to go meet him, and it was just like stacks upon stacks of people. That it was a point where it got almost chaotic. What is it like over there for a person of your fame and stature over there? Is it next level crazy? Like, how does it differ from American fame?
Well, so in America, you know, I'm kind of well known, but I'm not famous. I'm not Brad Pitt. You know what I mean? It's like I'm an actor. People go, oh, I know him. But it's not like they go, oh my God, there's George Clooney. So I don't have that kind of fame, which is okay. In China, it's like that. So I get a sense of what it must be like for these guys here, these giant movie stars, these big celebrities. Because when I go there, it's a bit nutty, and I appreciate it. But I tell you, man, I wouldn't want to live my life that way here.
Yeah, it's got to be. Why do you think the reason is for that? That they, I guess, treat celebrity like that over there.
Well, because it's kind of new for them. It really is. And so, you know, this movie that made $1 billion in China, Wolf Warrior 2, I'm the only American in the movie. I'm the only guy in the movie who's not Chinese. And I play like a cool badass. And so they like that. And they're not used to seeing that. So you become a bit of a unicorn. And when they see you in person, it's a whole different ball of wax.
That's awesome. We're talking to Frank Grillo. His movie Point Blank is streaming now on Netflix. So you mentioned the Pacquiao fight. You're going out there. You got some connections there in the gym. Is there one, as far as big boxers being around or fight characters being around, that you that has blown you away, that you couldn't believe it, or are you kind of numb to it now because you've been around so many people in the fight community?
No, I still love quality fighters, boxers, true boxers, guys like Terrence Crawford. I love watching them. I still love watching Pacquiao. You know, even at 40 years old, he's a beast. Errol Spence. There's a bunch of guys out there that are still just elite, top notch, world class boxers. I get butterflies. I still do. I have fight nights at my house all the time, and I feel like that's like being a little kid and going to Captain America.
What was your favorite of the legends or the great fighters of the old days? Is there one that you particularly always loved growing up?
Ali Frazier. I loved Ali Frazier. Those were some of my. You know what? I loved anything with Ali. I was crazy about Muhammad Ali.
Why did you get so much into fighting? What led you to that?
Listen, and I'm going to date myself. My father used to watch boxing on Saturday afternoons on Wide World of Sports. And it was kind of the only thing I ever did with my father. And he didn't know much about boxing. He just watched boxing. And I just took to it. And then when I was about 16, I started boxing. And I still box every single day. I box with Justin Fortune, who you're going to see in Las Vegas in Pacquiao's Corner.
And as far as your acting, like, is there a particular reason why you've always glammed onto projects like that? Like, I'm a big fan of Kingdom, which always, you know, kind of showed the whole aspect of being a mixed martial artist between the promotion and the training and all that, and doing things like Fight World. Is that something that you wanted to go as your acting career went on, that you want to get to projects like that so you could shine a light on stuff like this?
No, I think I did a movie called Warrior a long time ago with Tom Hardy and Joel Edgerton, and it was an MMA film, one of the only ones at the time. And that kind of changed the way people in the business saw me, and it kind of started opening up the doors to films that could incorporate my knowledge and ability as a martial artist and as a fighter. And it just kind of came together organically, but unexpectedly.
Frank, best of luck with the movie, man. Point Blank. It is available now on Netflix. Very much looking forward to it. Are we going to get a Fight World Season 2? Is that a possibility?
We're talking about it. I have a bunch of movies lined up to do, so I got to figure out timing-wise, but I certainly want to, and we already have the places lined up. I certainly want to get, you know, try to get another season or two on Netflix.
Well, I appreciate the time, Frank. Thanks so much, man. Big fan of your work, and enjoy the conversation.
Thanks, brother.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.